When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Guys, wow.
This is a podcast.
This is a podcast.
This is our podcast.
This is our podcast. First off, no one realizes what I'm wearing.
Okay. Well, because this is an audio medium, you're going to have to explain it.
I'm going to explain something straight up to you. No holds barred. Okay,
yeah.
Here we go. First off, I usually dress like a Kim counselor.
Yeah,
if anyone
famously.
Wants to just go on quackwacko.com, that's my Instagram.com. just why don't you go on there and you'll see everything that I wear.
Uh-huh.
And right now, I'm dressed like Italian Vogue, Italian Stallion.
You're dressed like, I almost said Madonna. Not true.
Not true.
Not true. Yeah. What's the word I'm looking for? Milano.
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 Milano cappuccino, Milano I would say.
Milano cappuccino latte.
Gabby's inspired me. She told me that I should start dressing famous.
Yeah.
And that rang through my heart.
We have to introduce our guest.
Oh, yeah, sorry. She's like waiting.
I'm just about to comment. Like, give me, it's the suit shoes for me.
Oh.
Hello.
They're Aldo. They're Aldo.
Everyone relax. They're Aldo.
They're literally Aldo. I got them for a wedding.
Oh, we have Daisy Mascal on the podcast.
Daisy Mascal!
Daisy, hi.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
How are you?
I love, one of my favorite things about this life and love and the pursuit of happiness and liberty even is that
America.
You showed up in leather, I'm wearing leather, and Zach's wearing leather shoes. We match.
We're like dominatrix. What is this?
I know.
This is insane.
Like, if you just saw the video of this, you'd be like, what, they're talking about the Matrix.
just our shoes.
I love your style.
Your shoes.
Your high pony. Is amazing.
God,
okay, do that
like...
more often.
I can't because I have stripper hair extensions, so you would see all of them.
Okay.
But
no,
if I could, I would.
I feel like you would look so great with like a slicked back. It just holds. It holds my whole life together. Like once the pony's up, I'm
the
good
emails
to go.
The slacks are out.
Though every time you do have your hair in a high pony, you do act like you're on crack.
Yeah, it actually ruins my personality when I have a high pony, so I can't.
You do a lot of acting with it. You know,
Swisher.
Well,
Daisy.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to be here with you two.
Thank God you're here. I'm serious.
What do you usually get up to? If I wasn't here, what would be going on right now?
We would keep talking about the way we look. I think we would do that for about 45 to 50 minutes.
45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
And we'll keep doing it, but now it's about how you look as well.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah. How we look as a unit, like a boy band.
Yeah, the trio.
We do look like a boy band as per a girl band.
Yeah.
Do
girl
they
band.
Do that?
Girl group.
Oh, a girl group. Girl. I just realized that I used to think that there's no such thing as like a girl boy band.
Yeah.
But there is. The Spice Girls.
The silence that just fell in this podcast studio, you were like, wait, of course.
I gotta go.
This is quickly, just to get this out of the way.
Oh, we never say it. We never say it.
This is a podcast.
Tell me what the inspiration was with the le, because I'm really intrigued by this. Where did the le apostrophe come from?
So we thought it was the correct way to spell it in French. We
love it.
We said go print the podcast.
We made the logo.
We made the logo.
We got the
we
RSS
the people,
feed. We DM'd that, people and then posted about
and
it.
And then
too.
We posted about it. And about 3 months into the podcast is when we realized absolutely wrong spelling.
Like grammatically incorrect vibes. But
it's no language.
But I think that almost is like very on brand for us.
I agree.
And
I
it's
think...
so we sorry.
No,
I hate
go.
To interrupt women. Oh my God. But I'm going to do an unblast in this episode.
Because he's got his suit shoes on.
Good luck, girls.
It's
good
all
luck.
Business tonight. There's something so sexual to me about an L apostrophe.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
it's giving gender fluidity, if that makes
sure.
sense.
Sure. I mean, we call everyone a girl.
Exactly. It's Tilda Swinton in a stripper costume. Do you hear that?
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah.
You're
no, yeah.
saying no, yeah.
That's a no sandwich right there. Yes, no, yes. Yeah.
I just love the fact that this was like a mistake. This is like Malia party holiday tattoo version of like naming a
what
naming
did
a
you
podcast.
Just say?
It's the best. Do you guys know Party Islands? Malia.
Oh, Party Island.
Where people go, like people go on like spring break. Oh, British Party people. Islands. And I feel like your guys' spring break is very different to like our version in the UK of spring break. Mm-hmm. I think yours is a lot more civilized. Ours is like,
that's, I don't know, yours
throwing up a kebab wrong. And then eating it again.
Yours like sounds really? Way more cultural because you're like, you're hopscotching to France. You're hopscotching to Amsterdam.
No,
you're going to Croatia. You're going to this one island I went to in Croatia called Hvar.
Okay.
And it was all trashy British people who were exactly 22. And I looked around and I said, this is actually us. Yeah. This is New Jersey.
It's the best. You'll never feel more accepted in your life. Yeah. Like, it's just great.
Oh, wow. I did a spring break once in Los Angeles and I had a terrible time. I cried. Although I cried. I got into a fight with a friend. You know. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I know that. That wasn't spring break. You moved to L.A.
Well, no, I also did spring break in L.A. And the only good thing that happened is I was in a Corvette.
No top.
And then a bunch of hot girls.
You had no top on?
I had no top on.
And then out in a Corvette.
A bunch of hot girls, they came by me and they were also in a topless car. And then they had a bunch of strawberries. This was like a movie.
Calling a convertible car a topless car is topless huge. Guy, yeah.
That's
like
great.
It was naked.
A tits out car.
And they threw me a strawberry and I caught it.
Really?
It was like a commercial.
Where?
It was
in the mouth? In the mouth. Hands?
I was like...
In the ass. You were like...
And they're like, oh, fuck, he's gay. But I think I need... I want to ask every British person about this who gets on this goddamn podcast. The guys here are hot.
The guys here are hot, question mark.
Guys here are hot, question mark.
I don't know if I've built up like an immunity because guys, I'm like born and bred here.
Mm. Yeah.
In my opinion, the stereotypical British guy... It's like giving Viking. That's what I see. But then I don't find...
Huge.
Do you guys find that hard?
Oh, so yeah, hard. So like hard.
I just want like, give me a little bit of tan. Give me a little bit of Milano. That's what I like, slick, Milano, blacked out everything. Whereas I think British guys, they're very like rugged, hairy, but in a way that kind of smells, not in a way that's like...
I'm going to fix this sink. Yeah.
If you guys are into that, then...
One time I was flirting with a guy in Scotland and our producer and CEO, James, was there, who's also in this room, chained up. And he's another one of our chained up Gen Zs. And he said that the guy I was flirting with looked unwashed. And I was like, yes, that's exactly my type.
Hello.
Someone who looks like they've been working in the mines.
No, yeah. Totally. I mean, I always say this. I want like a guy who looks like an orc.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Like
Lord of the Rings
vibes. Because okay, yeah. I'm the pretty one.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, I get it. Yeah, it does make you feel so much more secure. That is the thing.
Yeah, like
I think that's what a British guy
would
do.
He would have
to
live in the woods again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like a union worker. I don't know. I feel like there is something about like the non-posh British accents that like really get me going.
Oh, they're hot. Yeah, yeah.
Like
I'm
Manchester.
Down with you with the accent.
Did I do that correctly?
Or a Liverpool.
That's crazy.
Pool like with 100 syllables. Yeah, bitch. I love
what about
that.
Welsh? A Welsh accent.
Well, she actually just found out that Welsh existed.
I just found out about Wales. Shout out to them.
So did everyone.
So did everyone. It's crazy. It's like right over
Bless them.
Well, I had on that Croatian island I speak of, I had sex with a Welsh man. Couldn't understand one goddamn word he said. And it was awesome, obviously. Mm-hmm. Because I have this whole thing like, you know how men say the wrong thing every single time?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
What if you couldn't understand them? That's a hack.
That's
with a Welsh guy.
That's a dating hack.
That's why America like, kind of sucks. Because you're like, I hear every syllable.
I hear every syllable you're saying. You're calling me a bitch right now.
You're a bitch and you're mean.
But you can't. When they're speaking Welsh, you're like, all right.
Yeah. I mean, I like an Australian. Do you think Americans are hot?
And which ones?
Yeah. No. Guys, do you know what it is? I don't necessarily have a really, really strict type. I'll go anywhere. Americans, yeah, they're hot. Mm. They're hot. I think an Australian or like an Italian for me is like the ultimate.
So
that's
you're going back to Italy each time.
I am.
Italy is huge for you. Name an Italian that you love.
Oh,
someone named Pietro.
Yeah,
who is the guy? And this is like so funny because like my boyfriend is so the complete
opposite. He's literally
we're not talking about him
Irish.
Right now.
He's like fuck the opposite of Italian. I would say
he's
is
like
Irish.
Complete opposite. But who is that guy that was in that Netflix series? It was all about like sex. It was like really like
oh that could be anything.
It was like any movie. Sabrina.
Yeah, like, three, was it like 365 or something? He's like this Italian. I think he's like the face of Dolce and Gabbana.
No,
right
yes,
now.
Yes. Talking
about. It was like they did like a 50 Shades of Grey,
yes.
But it was like worse.
Yes,
yeah,
it was
like way more harsh. Yeah.
He flirted with Khloe Kardashian on this past episode of The Kardashians.
And
anyone?
He has a snake
no,
tattoo that's really cool that goes like that up his back.
That guy, you sent me.
Yeah,
that
is he Italian?
Like yes.
He's Italian.
He's hot, right?
Well, he's got yeah. a face that hot, of danger. Right. He's got come a face on. Of danger.
There's something about Italians that they're like, I will dress you and you are not allowed to speak. And I like that.
That. And I love
but
that.
That dress.
The only woman I respect is me mama. And, and I like that for sure. Who's your celebrity crush?
Probably The Rock, you know.
Wow.
And I feel like so,
that was so out of left field. The Rock?
You know what? It's so boring, but bless this guy because, I mean, not that he would ever know, but I mention him in like every single interview I've ever done. I have interviewed him.
I love that.
And everyone's like, who's your favorite interview? And I'm like, The Rock. He's also my celeb crush. I don't know what it is
that's
about
Travis
him.
That's the Travis Kelce way of dating. You're going to date him.
You are going to date him. The Rock.
I mean,
there's just a lot to him, you know?
You and me are the same.
There's
I like a guy.
Big
him.
Boy.
300
big
pounds.
Big boy.
Your muscle.
Big boy. And that great vibe as well.
No, he's fun. He's fun. He's flirty.
Vibe. Yeah.
You know, in college, my Instagram handle was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
And, straight up.
And he didn't get it. He didn't get the handle. I got it first.
Wait, that's insane.
That's why his handle is The Rock, is because I had Instagram before him, and I was Dwayne The Rock
Johnson. Do you still have
Johnson.
Access to this Instagram?
No, I'm such an idiot. I should have sold
it
to
sold
him.
Gabby,
do
like
you know how much
dollars.
These sell for?
I know. I know.
Fuck.
I know. I'm a Jew. You think I haven't done the calculations?
Oh, my God.
That sucks. I had to reach out to Zach Senor. There's another one out there. Mm-hmm. From the
Can you believe it? How yeah. dare they?
I was sorry. Literally like, and he like isn't trying to be famous. So I'm like, give me the handle.
Give me the handle.
What the fuck?
And what was the hostage negotiation over
well,
this account
I messaged
like?
Him and I said, hi, I didn't have a manager at the time, mm-hmm. but I was like, my manager said that I need this for my public image. And then he said, okay, nice guy. So nice.
Aww. Nice guy. Shout out,
and
Zach
then
Senor.
Shout out, Zach. And then I never switched it.
Oh.
Because I like my, I like Quack Wacko.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got really fucked up when I was 17, mm-hmm. and I woke up and my Instagram handle was Quack Wacko. I have no idea why.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm trying to piece together the life, like how you landed there.
Yeah, there's
what
no linguist that could figure that out.
I looked up and I said, I guess that's my empire now. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do What Are You Serving?
Or do you want to do Sun, Moon, Rising?
Oh, wait, Zach came up with a good segment.
Okay. So we're going to go into your sun and your moon and your rising of your life. Okay.
I love this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
so,
this.
Well,
Yay!
Your sun, how are you?
I'm great. I'm happy. I feel really good today. Christmas is around the corner. Not feeling very festive this year, but
why?
Happy to be here. I don't know. I think I don't know if I'm just growing up, you know?
It's all about buying shit now.
Which is so sad.
But you're young. How old are you?
26.
Stop there.
Stop. And I'm serious. Don't answer that question again. Okay? I regret asking you that.
Cut that out. Lizzie,
no, but
cut
you guys,
this out.
Like, how old are you two?
How old do you think we are?
I would not say you were any older than me. I thought we were all like on the same.
I am. I'm 29, which is a girl's 26.
I'm 29, which is a girl's 39.
No.
But I have enough filler to ruin the planet.
Oh, yeah.
So don't worry. So don't even worry. Okay, you're 26, which is illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah, I'm good today. I'm happy. That's my son.
You have a boyfriend.
I do.
So you have a Christmas boyfriend. I'm also not feeling very festive this year because, or ever, or any year, honestly, because I've never gotten to bring a boyfriend home mm-hmm. to for Christmas. And now my family, which is very supportive of my gay ass mm-hmm. life, they're almost like roasting me now. They're like, what the hell is going on?
Are you the last single one in your like family? Wider family. Okay.
My brothers both picked nice brown-haired girls.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Nice brunettes to keep the family going.
I'm so jealous of you. You're not a nice brunette. You're like a chic brunette, which is a completely different species.
What? Break down the brunettes to me, Gab.
Okay.
Break that down.
Are you blonde, born and bred?
I'm born and bred blonde. Okay.
Eugenics vibes. Yeah.
Anytime. Wait, quickly. Doesn't this podcast studio feel like we're hiding from Nazis?
Yeah, this is gay. It's very, very bunker,
I almost
right?
feel like it's all glass walls. Like, we're an exhibit. You know what I mean? Like, there's
look,
art.
This is what Jews are.
Yeah.
We're like, there's different kinds of brunettes. So blondes mm-hmm. are all the same.
Okay.
A blonde is a personality type.
Mm-hmm.
Brunettes can be different. So you're a tan brunette. Mm-hmm. What is your heritage?
My dad's Jamaican, my mom's English.
Incredible.
So I got a little bit of
You
something.
Look amazing.
So you have spice. You have
something.
Spice. You could probably dance.
No, I can't.
No.
No, I can't.
You got the English side?
No. Yeah. I got the English side. No.
That sucks. No. Yeah.
Like, that's mom.
Thanks, mom.
No.
It's a lot of pointing up. Yeah. And then there's like the really pale brunette who is mm-hmm. reading poetry all the time and is just miserable.
Tortured.
Yeah.
Okay. A tortured
and then
brunette.
I would say the bottom is Etsy. Horse girl.
Same thing.
Yeah. That's
okay.
And that's tragic.
Okay.
Well, I mean, blonde girl can. I feel like honestly, blue hair like is in the blonde girl spectrum. I'm so sorry. You're at the top. You're at the top. But like, if
what do you mean by that?
If we just went chic, like in the scale of brunette, okay. there's like the chic brown haired girl, mm-hmm. and then at the end is horse girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say blonde is pop star, which uh-huh. you
yeah,
okay,
you.
And then God. The very end of it is like a barista, like you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think unfortunately a pink mullet is somehow still blonde.
Yeah,
I guess it's easier to transition too. So maybe that's
oh God,
like but, in terms of the hair dye transition, yeah. like it's kind of easier to transition over. So that's probably why you're finding a
yeah, but
an
you're
influx.
A chic brunette who's you like it's giving leather blazer. Honestly,
thank you.
Yeah,
do you think I'm blonde? Be honest.
I don't know.
I think you're mousy. Oh. Is that bad?
No.
No, I think oh. it's a...
No, that's not bad. It's terrible.
Gabby, what am I doing? Gabby! <It's> a...
Fuck you, Gabby. No, every hairdresser no. has said I'm blonde 7.
You are not blonde.
I am blonde 7.
Oh, you're mousy.
Oh, my God. That must mean something else here. That must mean something else here. That,
I think you're just a... You're just an in-between. You can play both sides. I do, I think. And yeah, I'm going to stop talking.
No, you said enough. You said a great amount there.
There is electricity in my body right now.
This is a constant thing because Gabby and our producer Lizzie is like, you are a brunette, hands down. You don't have it. Every hairdresser, who are professionals, let's yeah. be honest, I went to school. Did you go to school for that shit?
Define school.
Academy. It's Hair Academy. Paul Michael. Is Paul Mitchell? It's
Paul Michael is like straight Paul Mitchell.
Yeah, Paul's so shitty. It's just like a buzz cut.
It's fox eye.
No, and all of them say I'm blonde 7. And then they honestly, and I don't want to be awkward, they roast you guys. Where they're like, they must not know their stuff. Oh,
I think we can all agree that you're Sandy Beach and that's as far as I'll go.
And I'm not offended by Mousy.
Mousy's cute.
It's cute. I'm cute. What can I say? I'm cute. Mousy's I'm going to freak out. Gabby, what's your son?
My son right now is swamp ass, I would say. Mm. I have swamp ass from the top of my head to the tip of my toes right now. And that's about wearing tight leather. And that's actually turn the corner spy.
Oh, yeah.
Spy
yeah.
energy.
You do give that.
I feel like I'm a spy creeping in the hallways under a bank trying to rob it. Mm-hmm.
Doing that thing, cutting the glass. Like, how do they do that?
Yeah, it's circular.
Yeah, I have like a pocket laser.
Okay.
Yeah. Real cat burglar vibes.
Cat burglar vibes for sure. I have a rock. I have like a pool ball and then there's a big diamond and then I like take the diamond and put the pool ball mm-hmm. there.
And you slink away with all hips, bitch. Yeah.
I am like sopping wet for some reason. Like that, you know, when you put so much gel in your hair, you mm-hmm. look like that wet look.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's how I feel. I'm trying to do that and it's not working.
I'm mm-hmm. sweat. That's sweat for me right now. Mm-hmm. And that's how I'm feeling. That's my rising. What's yours?
Mine's Dolce and okay. Gabbana.
Yeah.
Mine is Pietro. I think I was already saying, you know, cappuccino Americano. You know yeah. what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like easy, flat white. What is that? I still don't know. Yeah, I'm feeling like coffee beans. You know what I mean? Like, I feel a little...
You're affogato.
I feel affogato. Mm-hmm.
There's like
the word, the F slur is in that word. I feel like affogato.
Yeah, that is so
affogato.
True.
Affogato, yeah.
Yes.
I just sort of like feel amazing and I'm still ringing of what she said of dress like a celebrity, dress like a celebrity. Mm-hmm. When I've always, for everyone else's sake, been dressing down.
No.
I'm dressing down. I'm trying to do rustic chic and I think it's over.
This is it.
I know.
This is it.
Thank you. Thank you. You came back with that. With that.
It's Papa Americano.
It's Italiano Americano.
Yes.
That's
period.
What I'm trying to do. Like, and that is what I am. Senor is my last name. Read it and weep.
What's the second part of this bit?
Your rising is just your outfit. So what is your outfit giving us? What do you think that, like, if someone saw you walking down the street? Because I'm getting sort of like a, your makeup is amazing.
Yes. You do a smoky eye like I've never seen before, which is like, there's no eyeliner. It's just the, I've been trying to redo it since the moment I met you. I go, I need to figure out that smoky eye.
You know what? It's tough. I've switched up. I did switch up my look. I did that kind of thing where it was summer and I was like, I'm still in that mindset that I'm young and I'm like going back to school in September. Let me switch up my look. Yes. I've reinvented myself in August, like July, August.
Yep.
And I cut a fringe. And I decided to, like, do up this smoky eye situation. And I was obviously going for Pamela. And I've ended up looking like Tommy. And it's, like, breaking my heart. It's breaking my heart. We're through it now. Like, next year's around the corner. As you can see, the fringe is swept back. Uh-huh. Like, I'm, yeah.
I was just being like, wow, it grew back so fast. Yeah, no, but you have it sort
it's
of.
Twisted.
It's twisted up.
Yeah, tell me, what is my outfit giving? Because I think I am very in my, like, art teacher
You?
Phase
no.
at the moment.
No. If your art teacher was a 10, bitch.
No. Yeah, what, art teacher what? At goddamn, what's
literally
a,
the Louvre.
At the Louvre, or what they say?
The Louvre.
The Louvre.
Literally at the Globe Theater.
I think you're giving, like, you're like, you make, like, macabre sculptures
okay.
that sell for millions of dollars in Japan.
Okay. Mm. And this is our exhibition. This is my latest exhibition. Yeah. There, guys. This is a
crazy girls. Yeah, that's crazy. What it says. I'm going to say that you are, what I
it's
see
fashion.
In my heart is, you're looking at me like, oh, God, what is he going to say?
Mousy.
Mousy. Fucking hell. No. Julia Fox wishes she could do what you're doing.
Exactly. No. Yes. Yes.
No.
Julia Fox is like drawn with a crayon. You're drawing with a
fine tip
with a fine tip
marker.
Pen.
Yeah. Sharpie.
Graphite. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You're going like ash, like what's that called? Charcoal.
Shading. Charcoal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she is literally ham-fisted, holding a crayon.
Green crayon.
Yeah, trying to be like.
Oh, I am a big Julia fan, you know.
Me too.
Yes.
She's so herself on blast, and I really look up to that.
I love her to death, and her veneers couldn't be louder. Oh. And that's something just, I love about her.
Everything couldn't be louder. Yeah. And it's just like, just scream at me. Like, I just love it.
Yes.
I just love everything just comes together. It's like maximalism. At its best.
It's
just,
the sharpest maximalism you can
None
buy.
Of us can say the word.
Maximalism.
Hi, guys. This is Gabby.
And this is Zach.
Of Le Podcast Infamy. And we're here to chat with you about Babbel. Girls, you know we love Europe and even the UK. Are you ever abroad and you're like, wait a minute. I can't talk like y'all. I don't know what y'all are saying, okay? Because 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. And now in the new year, the fresh year, we're gonna learn a new language with Babbel, baby.
And this is Zach jumping in, by the way, because you don't want to pay hundreds of dollars for some kind of private tutor who you're just going to try to be hot at the entire time.
So okay? True.
That's anytime a teacher's in front of me, I'm not thinking about what they're saying. I need it in an app, okay? So why don't you do it on an app that actually helps and that has actually been studied by Yale, even that's a college, okay?
Oh, my
and
God.
Yale said that it's better than a one semester of college. Can you believe?
I actually can't believe that. I mean, I took Italian in college and I do not know how to speak Italian. So I think introducing an app into your life where you could just work it in every single day, practice makes perfect. Okay. Every day you wake up, you do a little lesson. I mean, come on. Listen, you could learn how to talk in real life situations. You could learn how to order. You could learn how to survive a near-death experience abroad. They have all the language and all the lessons you need to be European.
And also, guys, Babbel, it has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Okay, and plus 14 award-winning language courses that are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. So here's a special, all right? Everybody perk up your ears because here's a special. For a limited time, we have a deal for our listeners, okay? Because right now you can get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners, only if you're in our inner circle, okay? At babbel.com/ Le Podcast.
That's right. And let me say it one more time, Zach, if you don't mind.
I would love you to kind of go up and say it a second time, my girl.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/lepodcast. That's babbel.com/lepodcast. And live your life. Learn how to chat.
Merci
beaucoup. Learn how to chat.
Ciao, Bella. Okay. And ciao, Bella, to that.
And ciao, Bella, to that. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, I'm Gabby.
And I'm Zach.
Of Le Podcast Infamy.
And there's something at Le Podcast that we love, okay?
Which is eating
Which
food.
Is eating food. And I have to say, we're busy girls, okay? Gabby's flying all over the world. Yep. I have a bunch of little hobbies, okay? So it's really hard to sometimes find the time to have a well-cooked meal like I'm Cleopatra, okay?
Truly, what, okay? Do I have a full staff? I'm just one girl.
I'm one girl. So that's why eating this spring is going to be so stress-free with Factor. Factor is this delicious service that makes you ready to eat meals at any time, anywhere.
Every fresh and never frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
Two minutes?
That's less than 3 minutes.
That's less than 3 minutes. Just a little bit more than one, no problem. Okay.
Not a big deal,
you can
seriously.
Choose from a weekly menu, weekly of 35. That's the hottest age. Okay. Options.
True.
Of all these different kinds of foods. And they got calorie smart. What else they got, Gabby?
Keto.
Okay. Protein. Oh, because we know we need that. Body cells.
Yep, and vegan and veggie for my girls.
For the girlies out there. And there's also so many other add-ons. Like, you know what? You could do Mediterranean with a mix of something else. Keto with a little bit calorie smart. Girls, there's 60 add-ons every week. You can do whatever you want.
What are you waiting for? Answer. Answer.
Answer right now.
Answer right now. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
Guys, first off, tailor it to your schedule, man, okay? Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility for as much or as little as you need. You can pause, you could reschedule the deliveries. Guys, you could do anything.
So head to factormeals.com/lepodcast50 and use code lepodcast50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That code's going to go ahead and be lepodcast50 at factormeals.com/lepodcast50. 50 to get, you heard it, 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
So I love you.
Bye, bye, guys. And then I guess the next part is your moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's actually what's going on. Like, are you
your
going
truth.
Through any, like, your
hardship?
Like, hardship right now? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed?
What's my hardship at the moment?
Oh, I love when you have to think about it. That means it ain't so bad, girl. Yeah. Cheers.
No, do you know what it is? I just don't know how dark to go.
No.
Yeah.
High highs, low lows on this pod.
You know what? No, this week's okay. I'm okay. It's like...
Starts crying. Don't, your makeup.
It's like free therapy.
It's the worst therapy you'll ever get in your life.
If this is therapy...
God forbid.
Send us an invoice, okay?
You know what it is? Like, Christmas is around the corner, and it's just that expectation, you know, of that... It's like being with family, and... It's just this expectation of, like, everyone, like, being together and, like, happy fun times. And then really, like, there's just, like, other shit going on that's, like...
Secrets.
Yeah. Mm. And, like,
it's a story of secrets.
I think it's that pressure of, like, painting that perfect picture of a family all coming together. But really, you're all batshit crazy and you've all got, like, generational trauma that
yes.
ends up in the same room around the same table. And it's just, like, the stress of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's
looks.
My mood
yeah,
right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I get it.
You know?
I think maybe England could benefit from a Thanksgiving.
I was just going to
say
that.
Because it takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
I think that, and I don't know if you guys
it's a two-parter.
Feel this. It's a two-parter. Like,
it's really
one,
a three because we have Halloween too and you guys don't really
it's
do
true.
Halloween.
I just feel like there's so much pressure on this just, like, one day, the one thing that we actually like celebrate and get a bit of time off for
yeah.
that we could really do with some more. I mean, we have bank holidays.
Bank
which is like what we really
no,
oh, you say we're the capitalists.
Okay, yeah. You guys are like, bank
holiday. Happy Chase Bank Day. No,
like, we have like Columbus Day. May he rest.
So we'll just have a bank holiday whenever. We're just like, oh, we're gonna have like Saturday, Sunday, Monday off these 3 dates of this year. Like
Oh, we just get we just get like 50% off a mattress
think there
or whatever.
Any reason.
Oh, you guys have bonfire day.
We do have bonfire night.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Guy Fawkes.
Yes.
Oh, because someone, because a guy tried to do something bad and
he tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And are you guys celebrating him?
We do. Fireworks in the sky is a great
rocks.
Time. Yeah. So, do you guys know, like, they used to do this thing like Penny for the Guy back in the day? I think we still do it.
Penny and for the guy is the laziest holiday ever.
Penny for the, I don't know,
Penny
guy.
For that guy.
So you'd get, like, you'd make this, like, kind of like this baby, like, mannequin, and you, like, out of tights, and you'd stuff it.
I'm down.
And you'd put it in a pram. And then you'd take it round the streets of London and you'd get like money for it. So people would give you like pennies for the guy, which you've made. And then you put this like baby mannequin doll on the bonfire and set it alight.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. That's like the Wicker Man.
Oh my God.
So that's what you do as a kid. There's a penny for the guy. So the money that everyone gives to you, I think it contributes towards like fireworks for the night.
That's not a charity.
So
for the fireworks funds. We want more.
We make all these fake babies and then we burn them in the town square and then we raise money for that fire.
Oh, that rocks.
You guys need to be here for one of these.
You guys are crazy.
I'll come.
I'll take you to one.
I went to a bonfire event in the north once in Bradford.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's cozy vibes.
It was actually cute. Mm-hmm. It was like hot. It was 4th of July vibes.
Oh, I do love a good 4th of July just because that's the one day all your little Republican feelings can come out and no one cares.
We all got them. Just today, I'm serious.
Just today, let them out.
Let them out.
I just, even though wearing an American flag, I used to be one of those people who like that, but it's just really changed connotation these days.
You can't do it.
Mm-hmm. I think the left should rebrand the eagle. You know what I mean?
Go into that.
Like, the eagle right now, it like, right when I said eagle, you guys just got went, like, you know.
No, an eagle makes me nervous.
But I think, like, right now, it's, like, the alt-right's, like, kind of character.
Yeah.
But what if we glammed it up? Okay.
Yeah.
Glammed it up. Gave it a wig. Gave it a wig. Mm-hmm. I think if we rebranded it as sort of like a, hear me out, queer icon.
I think if we took more, if we switch out the bald eagle, retire him. There's not many left. Let them live. Mm-hmm. I think if we took on sort of like a pelican.
Or, you know, it was almost a turkey.
Oh, there's not much you can do with that.
It was down to a vote. That's like we learned that
in
school.
What about a flamingo?
And it was either, oh, that's so my vibe. I love God's a gay guy. Look at that shit.
A hot pink bird is our nation's bird.
That's all
bird.
Gams, by the way. It's all legs.
Legs in every direction. Literally, like, what is your like country's
state.
Animal?
Do you guys do that?
They don't have states.
A lion, I think.
Oh,
I
hell
think
yeah.
You guys we have, the have those here.
Because I think it's
you
to do
Africa,
with like
I
football.
Oh my God.
Like football lions. Is it Lion James? I think it's a lion.
It's
three lions. It's three.
Oh, that's such a
the
serve.
Three.
Yeah, they're like not just one, three.
The three lions. And then I think maybe Scotland and Wales.
Scotland
and
is that
Ireland
big...
have different.
Wales is a dragon?
Yeah.
Wow. But that's not even
they
real.
They are trying to be seen so hard.
Ours is a dragon.
Ours is a dragon, if anyone cares. We have a dragon. Everyone's like, who?
But I honestly think a turkey is like the perfect representation of America because a turkey that are in the wild, I used to see them all the time growing up,
they're actually one of
the smartest animals in the world.
Yeah.
But if they're raised in captivity and it starts raining and they look up, they all drowned.
Yeah.
Because they are so dumb that they don't know that the water will clog their airways.
Oh my God.
There's like turkey farms and they have to like keep a cover over it. Because
that is so sad.
They'll all be like, what?
But that's so definitively an American.
Yeah.
It's like if you raise us without our media, we are smart. But with everything, we are dumb little mall rats.
Yeah. Mall rats. Yeah. Who will just die?
Who will die easy breezy?
What's your moon?
What does moon mean again?
What are you going through?
What's actually going on?
I feel work to the bone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a empowering way, to be clear. And that is partly James's fault, and that's why he's chained up. Just kidding. I love you and appreciate you. And I'm still, look at me. I'm serious.
We love you.
I feel work to the bone, and I cannot wait for Christmas break in a way that I'm going to lay down luxuriously for absolutely 2 weeks. Two weeks off. 2 weeks off. That being said, I feel CEO powerhouse, big blonde hair. No one can stop me.
Of course. Yes.
I got these extensions right before we left, and I am letting everyone know. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
They are...
I love that you're not secret about it.
No. Yeah. I did a podcast the other day and I let them, they are literally looking in my hair. Listen, I paid money for these. I want everyone to know that it's fake.
No, I come from a family of glamazons. Mm-hmm. Like my mom, my aunt, my grandmother, their hairs. It's the like best. They are all, Gabby came to visit my family. Real like meeting my girlfriend vibes, by the way.
Aww, you were the blonde to the brunette. Yeah, yeah.
All the brunettes were like, oh my God, a blonde. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Oh my God.
We've so never had questions.
And I just will always remember this moment. I think I've said it before, where it's like I was in the kitchen and I looked over and Gabby is talking to my mom, my aunt, and my grandmother.
All glamazons.
All glamazons. Mm-hmm. And I just hear Gabby go like, oh, I love my extensions. They make me feel like a stripper. And my mom, aunt, and grandmother went, that's yes. awesome. That's amazing. I'm like, my
I
nana, like, heard stripper and was like,
it.
We all want
yes.
that.
We all held her like, oh.
Yes. Being a stripper.
I think we should do quick fire questions because we're running out of time.
Oh my God, oh my God.
It's a quick episode.
Yes.
Okay, well, my moon is no one cares, so.
What's your moon?
What's your moon?
What's your moon?
No, I'm actually feeling good. I'm kissing a boy on this trip.
Oh,
and
fun.
I love gingers. Okay, and it's so hard to
see?
Fuck.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You don't like them.
I've never, do you know what? And this is going to say, I've never interacted with one. I'll be honest with you.
That's statistically impossible.
In any capacity, I don't think I've ever interacted.
You've never even spoken to one.
I see them everywhere here.
Where are you hanging out? Because I'm
London.
Oh, I'm a sheltered girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in America, you find there's one ginger per class, I would say.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Per grade.
Do we have one?
We spread
Do
them
we
out.
We have a designated ginger.
Like
yeah, yeah. Because if they start hooking up together, then that's like incest.
Oh,
even
my
if they're
God,
not
that
related.
Baby's going to come out a ghost.
I like gingers, but the thing is I believe that they don't exist in the middle field. They're either like the hottest people you've ever seen or let's just say not. Yeah.
Nice.
Let's just say not.
Yeah.
So to find a hot one, I think is like finding an insane, it's like a needle in a haystack, you know, and I found one.
You got a hot one.
And I got one and he's a shy little boy. Oh! Man, he's a grown man, by the way. He's a grown guy. He's a big,
he's
big,
eight.
No. Teen. No.
So you're feeling good in your heart of hearts.
I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling good. Because usually we go on trips and every single guy is talking to Gabby and I'm always like, hi, I'm here. But me too. But I'm the Gabby on this trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's even talking to me.
Isn't that awesome? No.
It's awesome.
The guys on Hinge are hot. Okay. So
not on Straight Hinge.
Gay guys here.
When you hear that the English are inbred, that it really proves it when you go on Straight Hinge here. Whoa, eyes in
Viking,
every
right?
eyeball.
I like they could use some pillaging those Vikings.
Yes,
right?
Seriously,
like
mix it up.
Mix it up.
It's brutal.
Well, when you're a hot gay guy in New York, I can't find them because that's such a high caliber that they're hanging out with Doja Cat. You know what I mean? Like they're not, they're not like on Hinge. You know. Okay, so sorry. I had to
was
let
that
everyone...
the end of your sentence?
That's the end of my sentence. We do quick fire questions where we say something to you and you have to basically finish the sentence.
Immediately. Like, don't even think about it. Just whatever comes out of your mouth, let it rock.
Okay.
And we'll start easy. Like, what's your hometown is?
London.
That was an American accent.
London. London.
Okay, name three qualities you look for in any potential mate, pretending you're single. Go.
And not mate, not friend, sexual partner.
Okay, hot, good hands, good teeth.
Good
That's
hands.
That's really close to what we said.
Good hands. I like teeth that
I
are
I should
a little...
have said funny. Not necessarily hot, actually.
Who cares
I'd say
about
funny. Because if they've got good hands and good teeth, they're hot, in my opinion.
That's true.
My bar is...
I mean...
It doesn't sound low.
That sounds pretty high. Hands? Yeah. That's hard.
Hands,
you can't get a
good
hand.
Teeth.
You can't get a hand transplant.
True.
Yeah. Okay. I'll tell you what now. You can't get braces on your hands.
That would be so funny. I went to Turkey to get new hands.
Okay. The perfect height for a man is
6'1".
Ooh. I don't think 6'1 exists.
I've never met a man who's 6'1.
It's a lie, isn't it?
It's always a lie.
You're 6'1 or 6'2.
Yeah.
I would if I was 6'1, I'm 6'2.
You're taller than that. We measured you. You're 6'3.
Oops.
Overachiever.
Oh, sorry, I'm playing it down. No, My moon is, I'm feeling amazing. No, I would say for me it's 6'5" because I like to be the little mm-hmm. little one, and that's just so hard because mm-hmm. I'm a tall guy.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. The type of footwear that defines you, which could be an espadrille, stiletto, ballet, slipper, whatever, is?
Slippers.
Slippers.
Like, traditional, like, slippers, indoor house. You can run out to the bins in them. They're, like, cute enough for your neighbors to see, but you're not going out.
Mm. In them. Why?
Because I look like shit when I'm in my house. And so
well, yeah,
one thing needs to be, like, held together. And I feel like... cozy slippers that have like a little cute
the bunnies
no, I'm not an animal. That is a big ick for me.
Oh, it's kind of cringe. It's kind of
I don't like pajamas with like ears and like bunnies and like tails and
the tails.
It's pedophilia at its core.
Yeah, it's sort of like grow up. It's like it's like one with the baby voice. It reminds me of people who speak in the baby voice.
Or like when girls with a bob and bangs wear cat ears.
I can't.
They're doing that for guys.
That's okay, so brutal.
When you do the anime thing,
there was a girl at the other day at one of the comedy clubs I played who had cat ears on, and I thought it was a bit. Obviously, we're in a comedy club, and I was like, "Girl, I love your ears," and she goes, "Meow," and I went, "I have to go pee."
Oh my god!
Oh my god! No!
Oh, or it's like that girl who's like a kitty cat.
Oh,
I met this girl, and it was like I was with a bunch of guys. I went to a punk show. Uh-huh. Okay, so already the girl showing up there pro bono. It's already like, oh fuck. And I was in a group of people, and I was with these guys, and this one girl in the group was like, "My name's Kat, you know, like a kitty cat."
Oh.
And I was like,
oh my god. All the Did guys you just were say like, "You hate gay people?"
Yeah, and women. Okay. I clutched my décolletage.
You know what
I
mean? Yeah,
I was like,
oh my god!
All the straight guys around in the circle were like, sick. Yeah, I was like, ah! Okay, I have a good question here.
Go.
Describe your ideal girl trip.
Oh, that's so good.
I think just drink alcohol.
Hell yeah!
Is it fun in the sun? Is Europe, it bunny snow
I think,
bunny?
I think it's Europe, sun, fun in the sun. Beachy, but also a bit of city as well. So maybe like Barcelona.
Mm.
Barcelona's good.
Yes.
Barcelona's good.
More cerveza.
Good, like gay clubs and bars as well, mm-hmm. which is like great.
But you also can go in town and get pad thai.
You can go in town. Yeah.
Which we need.
Tapas. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just good drink, good vibes, bit of sun, bit of beach. Not, I'm not really a snow girl.
Yeah.
Me neither.
I'm not really a...
We're trying this
an
year.
Aspen.
We're like, let's see if we could do Aspen. Mm. And do Aspen. I've never been invited. I don't know how to get there.
Let's take Aspen.
Let's do Aspen.
La Aspen.
La Aspen. But I'm curious to know what it feels like to be in a lodge in a one-piece jacket, you know, but that's really tight, the snow outfits.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I hate snow sports. I don't like the snow.
I don't want to do the
too,
sport.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm always boiling hot. It's like never, but then I'm snow-kissed in every picture. You know what I mean?
Which
like,
good.
But I'm like, I don't like it. I don't like being in the Arctic. Like, I don't like winter clothes. When I was a kid, I used to wear like jeans and go in the snow, and I would just have to be brief. You know what I mean?
It would have to be a brief jump.
It would have to be like two times down the hill, and then I got to go back home.
But everyone has all these sexy little stories about snow bunny vacations.
Mm. Name one person who says that.
It's only blonde girls in Chelsea.
Yeah.
But I'm interested in seeing what junk they're getting into over there.
What's your perfect ideal girls trip? That includes me, by the way.
Obviously. Bikini. Mm-hmm. Bikini all day into night. You never have to put on a night look. Bikini day to night.
Yeah.
Well, maybe like, a big like sheer like button up.
Like a two-piece linen set, right? Mm-hmm. And you know that feeling of just sitting at a table when the sun sets and it's still hot out and you're in a bikini? Fuck. Day drunk as hell, where you are like, I need to eat now or I'm going to puke. beach club.
Beach club.
Beach club all day, all night.
Oh my god.
You never have to move locations.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
And then you go to sleep like all the blood has been drained from your body. You know that feeling of being drunk during the day, all day, and then you get into bed and you're like,
Yeah, you're like, or like and sand so encrusted. You're sand crusted.
Sand so in your ears, badges and eyes, you know?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's a good trip.
Yeah.
I think for me, everyone, I think their soul has an environment, like a certain kind of environment. I think yours is beach. Like, if I looked into your heart, it would be a beach scene. Mm-hmm. Mine is woods. I like the woods and mountains.
I can see that.
Hikes, you know what I mean? Lake. I'm lake, not beach.
Okay.
Because everything's slimy, and I kind of like that. You know, when you're in it, you're like, ew, 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 ew. Hurry, get to the deep part.
Ew, something touched my foot. Ew.
Like, very much, like, I like water sports. I don't like snow sports. So, like, I like when a friend's dad pulls you around on a tube. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, my God. When a friend's dad links all the tubes to the back of their little boat and goes as fast as physically possible, you all flip.
And you know that, like, the lake water, that it tastes like pennies?
Yeah.
You don't ever been in a lake?
I cannot tell you that I've ever been in a lake before.
Oh,
I feel like this is, we don't have lakes and water sports in lakes.
Oh, this
you
is so
amazing. You guys have ponds. It's ponds
we
here.
Have ponds. But we won't go, like, I mean, you'll have people going in ponds in, like, London, like, Hampstead Heath, they have a pond. And that's like too far for me. I can't, like, that is also a type of person that, like, oh,
tragic. Like,
it's not for me. Well, not in a pond in London, like, if you're doing that on your, like, bank holiday weekend heatwave, I can't. But I mean, a lake with a dad that's pulling you on a boat with water sports, I could do.
Canoeing,
it's
kayaking,
white trash, like, big, like, tall boy beers on a boat.
Yeah.
That's the heart of being an American.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, you have to come visit. We'll take you to a goddamn lake.
That. The only lakes I know of was, like, brownie scouts, like, guides. Girl guiding brownies, like, girl scouts. We used to, like, make rafts on a lake. Oh. But it wasn't somewhere to hold it up.
I didn't even think that English people had Girl Scouts. Yeah. Why did I think that?
Yeah, it sounds like it's like militia vibes, which that's why I thought Americans invented that.
Yeah, me too.
But we didn't invent that either. So what am we don't fucking
invent that.
But we don't sell, like, what is the Girl Scout cookies? Because we don't do that.
You don't do the cookies?
No.
You don't sell crisps?
No. We would help people pack their shopping at supermarkets.
That's like actually helping the community.
We would bully people into giving us their hard-earned American cash.
By putting crack in these goddamn cookies.
No. Oh, the cookies are so good.
And did you make them yourself, or do they have, like, specific ones that you buy?
They're boxed. I mean, they're made by some corporation. Here's what I want. I want Boy Scout cookies.
Like, God forbid.
Like, rolled up.
It's literally roofies covered in chocolate.
Let me try it. Wait, I would be very careful, though, going into a lake or a pond. There's sort of this mythos in America that if you're a really pretty girl who could be considered a prom queen, which I think you could, you have prom queen energy.
Yeah, you'll always die in a pond.
And, like, so, like, pretty girls, I would beware. Beware of ponds.
I heard about this, like, is it, like, Lake Lanier or something that's really, there's, like, loads of conspiracies and it's really creepy.
I've never even heard of
it. Every lake has a dark, tragic story.
Yeah. Every lake has a secret. Every lake has a swamp monster that's seen but never proved.
Like Loch Ness, but it's all prom queens.
Yeah, they only kill hot girls.
It only kills hot girls. I don't know.
And you know why. It's just, like, a tragic dad in town, but we're like, no, there's a monster in the lake.
No, it was... Okay, what does designer brand would collab on your funeral?
I would want, like, maybe, like, Vivienne Westwood. Mm. I would want, so, something like quintessentially British but with, like, a bit of a gothic
that would be so good.
Helena Bonham Carter vibe, like, that's what I kind of want.
Oh my God. That's so, like, explain, like, walking into that, like, where would your corpse be?
Not I would in a want, do you know what, this is something we don't really do over here, is open caskets.
That's so America.
I've never been to a funeral with an open casket. I've come round to the idea of wanting an open.
No, that it's the best thing in the world. We talk about this all the time. Like, to be able to die so thin because you're riddled with disease. And an open casket.
Taxiderm vibes, yeah.
And they always put the thickest smoky eye on a dead body. They're like, make her look alive.
I've really come around to it. Well, I've done makeup on a dead person.
Oh my God, really?
You did? I did my nan's makeup.
Oh my God.
So I'm very morbid.
What look did you do?
I did.
I'm very morbid.
A blue smoky eye.
You did not do a Trailer Park smoky eye on your grandma.
With a James Charles Morphe behind.
Who asked you?
No, you're like, I'll do the makeup.
She looked great, honestly. She looked so good. But this is something, if I didn't get into the job that I went into, funeral directing, like mortician. Absolutely.
There is something a macabre chic about being a hot mortician.
Being a hot girl mortician.
But it's such a transformation too. Like if you're into makeup for the like transformation before and after process, you'll never get a before and after than doing makeup on a dead body.
That's like, so true.
My TikToks
amazing.
Keep getting taken down.
It's amazing.
Check out her beat. Yeah.
Can you believe this was that dead bitch you saw earlier? I put her in a push-up bra. Like, thumbs down. Okay, we have to wrap up if you could even believe it. I haven't taken one breath this entire podcast.
I know. We're crazy.
Daisy, we asked you questions about really what you do in this life, and that's really the point of this podcast, is to understand your ethos, which is who you think is hot and what do you think about your outfit.
And I feel like we've covered this, right?
I think we did. Like, I hope you had a blast.
I had an absolute blast.
Thank God.
I want to talk to you for 100 more years.
Yeah.
We'll have you back on for sure.
For sure.
Maybe in Paris someday.
Chain me up with the rest of the can I still be Gen Z? Am I Gen Z?
You are.
Chain me up with the rest of them.
All right. We'll have to get a dungeon. Can you put that in the budget? Yeah.
A Turkish executioner comes in and chains you up.
I'll call that guy.
That's our boyfriend. Okay. Last segment, give you wings. It's a compliment cum blast to the face.
Mm-hmm. You got to change that. It's so aggressive.
I know.
But, but when I say it, you could say it.
Yeah, it's fine. You used to say it, and that's when...
Everyone would be like, oh!
Okay. And usually British people feel uncomfortable when we do this because you guys hate compliments.
We do.
But us as Americans, that's how we live, we breathe.
If we don't get a compliment every day, like I'm complimenting the barista, and if they don't compliment me back, no tip.
No tip, any bad Yelp review.
Yeah, I'm like, she was a bitch.
We get this with kisses. If you send a message and you put a kiss at the end and someone responds and they don't put a kiss back, we have a
problem. It's
XXX.
X. Yeah. It's so funny because I'm messaging this like grown man and it's like serious. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, thank you, XXX. Yeah. Which I'm is like, just, oh my God.
Yeah. And there's a psychology to it. Like one X can be passive aggressive. Equally, it can be casual. Like two capital X's is like parent. There's a whole psychology.
What would you do with someone you're dating or want to be sexy to?
I do one because it's like it's casual.
Bye.
Yeah.
I do one lowercase, one uppercase. Is that bad?
No, that's cute.
Just
that's
desperate.
Stylized. It's stylized.
It's desperate. It makes you come across as needy.
It's like pretty desperate. Oh no.
Okay, we'll show you how it
really
works.
Quick, really quick.
Okay, Gabby, you look amazing. Tighter pants. Okay, they look amazing on you. You're a gorgeous girl. And you're also like I see you're gorgeous all the time. Okay, and I'll keep saying it every day.
Thank God.
Okay, and I'm never gonna stop. Yeah, I'll say it again. You're gorgeous. You're a 10. You're also extremely smart, and you actually are very giving and have a great heart.
Whoa.
Yeah, your heart is out like with a it's like a jam. I want a butter knife fucking right up there onto a croissant, and I want to eat it every day.
No,
I want the jam that's in your heart, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I know. That was so cute.
Okay, Zach. Really quickly, dress like this. I think you have the capability of being a male model. You don't see it. I see it. I think you should be on runways in Milano. Mm. I think you should be on coffee commercials.
Folders.
And not only are you beautiful on the outside, but on the inside, molten lava jelly pen bitch. Can't talk today.
That's okay.
Molten lava jelly pen bitch.
I love you.
You have the heart of a Care Bear. And that radiates love and rainbows.
I only do.
Yeah.
I only know how to do that.
Exactly. Ready, Daisy?
Daisy.
Not if the word snatched could be a person.
If the word snatched was Oxford Dictionary's word of the year, your
Miriam
picture.
Miriam,
you
what's
can't
her name?
Speak to
what's her name?
It's that ginger shot.
That has me fucked up.
Drunk.
Merriam-Webster, she's in her office. She's writing her dictionary. She's making it up all by herself. And she goes, snatched, Daisy Mescal.
Daisy, literally a bouquet.
A
bouquet of daisies. The fact that your name is Daisy is the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, we haven't even commented on the fact that that's fucking delicious.
That's a delicious name. It's hear me out. It's scrumptious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at me reeling in my Britishness. I'm like, ooh.
It's absolutely scrumptious, and you I can tell that you're an absolute sweetheart. I know we just met today, like just right now. But you can come to my wedding.
Okay. I'd like you to be in my wedding if you don't mind. Yeah. And that does come with work. No, you, not only are you adorable, delicious, beautiful, but you're also a documentary maker, which we didn't even come
up. I'm
all.
So sorry. Oh so, my God. Like, under do you want us to edit this to the beginning?
So you're under that high ponytail, somehow there's a big brain.
Oh, well, that's never been done.
That's never been done before.
Okay. Wow, to look like a pop star, to have literally your son is pop star and your moon is documentarian.
Yeah.
Your moon is like the wild thornberries. They're the only documentarian.
Do you even know what that is? No. Oh my God.
Oh, you're going to love it when you look it up. It's crazy.
You're going
to
love that.
I've got so much to research on. You're like, so excited.
I didn't understand a single thing they said.
Pond, Eliza Thornberry, Girl Scout cookies. There's a lot of work for you to do. Make a documentary on America.
I met this crazy fox and I made this documentary.
I think they probably killed someone.
This is undercover filming right now.
I would love it if you're like, we're making it about you, but it's really about like the horrors of fame and seeking fame.
That's amazing. We love you. Thank you for coming on the pod.
Thank you so
we appreciate
much,
you
guys.
So much. Quickly compliment us back. Let's see if
oh
you can
my
do
God.
It.
I mean, if there was ever a duo that was as hot. It's the coordination for me. This is like, if this was 2007, this is like outside Hollister, you know, those like Abercrombie
you know Zach,
guys.
Was that?
No, you weren't.
I worked there in high school.
Hello.
They
I
scouted
saw it,
me.
And he's still giving it.
Oh my God, they scouted 20 me.
20 years later.
I worked at a Ruby Tuesdays and they scouted
yes.
me.
And Gabby, like,
scouted at a Ruby Tuesdays.
And Gabby like never has a bad day. This is your Gabby, I feel like I could literally come into your house at 4 a.m. and see you like drooling on your pillow and you'd still look just as hot.
Like Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, she's how just, you like, are she's wrong, Sleeping but Beauty. God bless you for thinking that. Oh,
she has pleasure. That like Dr. Doom laser mask.
Yeah, I can imagine like just so.
I'm cryo so frozen at night. Like, where can we find you?
Oh, just find me on Instagram. You'll find me knocking about.
Oh, that's so
me,
sweet.
You'll find me knocking about.
They actually blocked me in the dungeon.
What's your Instagram handle?
Is Daisy L. Maskell. And you'll find me experimenting doing something. My docs are all putting my body on the line for shit. So.
Oh, that's that awesome. Rocks. You're, oh, my God.
That
you'll
rocks.
See me.
We have to go.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, guys. This is Gabby.
And this is Zach.
Of Le Podcast Infamy. And we're here to chat with you about Babbel. Girls, you know we love Europe and even the UK. Are you ever abroad and you're like, wait a minute. I can't talk like y'all. I don't know what y'all are saying. Okay? Because 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. And now in the new year, the fresh year, we're gonna learn a new language with Babbel, baby.
And this is Zach jumping in, by the way, because you don't want to pay hundreds of dollars for some kind of private tutor who you're just going to try to be hot at the entire time.
So okay? True.
That's anytime a teacher's in front of me, I'm not thinking about what they're saying. I need it in an app, okay? So why don't you do it on an app that actually helps and that has actually been studied by Yale, even that's a college. Okay.
Oh my God.
And Yale said that it's better than a one semester of college. Can you believe?
I actually can't believe that. I mean, I took Italian in college and I do not know how to speak Italian. So I think introducing an app into your life where you could just work it in every single day, practice makes perfect. Okay. Every day you wake up, you do a little lesson. I mean, come on. Listen, you could learn how to talk in real life situations. You could learn how to order. You could learn how to survive a near-death experience abroad. They have all the language and all the lessons you need to be European.
And also, guys, Babbel, it has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Okay, and plus 14 award-winning language courses that are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. So here's a special, all right? Everybody perk up your ears because here's a special. For a limited time, we have a deal for our listeners, okay? Because right now you can get 60% off your Babbel subscription but only for our listeners, only if you're in our inner circle, okay, at babbel.com/lapodcast.
That's right. And let me say it one more time, Zach, if you don't mind.
I would love you to kind of go up and say it a second time, my girl.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/lapodcast. That's babbel.com/lapodcast. And live your life. Learn okay, how to chat.
Merci
Learn
beaucoup.
How to chat.
Ciao, Bella. Okay. And ciao, Bella to that.
And ciao, Bella to that. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.